This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's LA Bureau Chief John Gittleson. An Airbnb co-founder is pitching in to help those whose homes were destroyed by the wildfires in LA earlier this year. Joe Jebiat plans to donate $15 million worth of prefab houses. So, John, what do we know? How is this going to work? Who gets them?
Well, they're supposed to go to low-income people who don't have enough insurance to replace their home. There's a lot of those. There were total like 11,000 single-family homes that burned. And in one of the fire areas, the Eaton Fire, there were at least 600 homes of the size of these prefab homes that Jebiat's company, Samara, manufactures. So, and those tend to be like older homes, and the older homes tend to be people with fewer resources.
So you clear out the site, you know, you make it all safe, and then you just plop down one of these prefab houses?
Well, you have to put in some sort of a foundation. You have to have utility connections. But that's generally the advantage is you can, these are like factory-made homes that it takes about 5 months to, you know, manufacture from the time you order it. They're made in Mexicali, just south of the border. And assuming they can, you know, gear up and deliver these homes and get all the supplies and labor they need, they could be delivered much faster than building a home in the traditional manner, which is like a 12-month project.
Yeah, I would imagine that some of those homes in the Altadena area would be, it would make more sense for a house like this to be in that kind of neighborhood. Are people receptive to this idea?
Well, I haven't spoken to any individuals, but there are a lot of people who just don't have money to replace the house that was there. I think there are concerns among people in the neighborhood that there are, you know, they want to maintain the character, and these are 100-year-old homes, and so you start bringing in prefab manufactured homes. They're not exactly like the craftsman stick homes that were there before everything burned. On the other hand, these might have some fireproof qualities that'll make them better candidates to survive another big storm, firestorm.
Yeah, there would be the concern that they'd end up being sort of like a cookie-cutter neighborhood. Are these houses big enough to actually be lived in, or could they be put on a lot and lived in while something else is being rebuilt?
I mean, you could order them. These ones that they are going to donate to people are considered long-term permanent housing. On the other hand, there are California laws that encourage accessory dwelling units, secondary units to be added in the backyard. And this company that manufactures these, they market them as what are called ADUs or granny flats or, you know, in-law places. So they're both built to be ADUs, but in this case, they're planned and going to be awarded for people who would live there full time.
So billionaire developer Rick Caruso also coordinating delivery of these homes. How is that going to work? Who decides who gets these?
Well, Caruso started a group called Steadfast LA. He ran for mayor in 2026. I'm getting my years all mixed up, 2022, and there's going to be another election next year. But he has been a longtime civic activist, and he formed this group with a bunch of executives from companies like Netflix, Disney, Amazon, and as well as finance and real estate companies to sort of assist in the rebuilding process, bring in more private sector input. He has also got his family foundation that's going to help pay for the installation and, yeah, decide who are the best candidates for these properties.
Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg LA Bureau Chief John Gittleson. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.